Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here as we have come to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is the 504th anniversary of the nailing of the 95 Theses to the door at Wittenberg by Martin Luther, and which began what many scholars call the Reformation period. And Martin Luther, toward the end of his life, wrote a commentary on the book of Galatians. And one of his favorite verses that he quotes throughout his commentary is verse 1 of chapter 5. It says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again." That word "again" was a major thought and word in Martin Luther's mind. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. He was excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church because of his stand that he took. He saw the church as a binding organization, one that put people in shackles, that blocked the door of heaven, as he often would say, rather than allowing people to come through Jesus Christ. And his major theme of the study of the book of Galatians centers on this word, "and be not again entangled in the yoke of bondage." Once you've been released by Jesus Christ, why would you want to go back and put the shackles back on? The bondage of sin, the bondage of religion that oftentimes ensnares people and keeps them from moving forward for Him. And He said, don't allow that to happen again. You see, we're born in chains. We're born in bondage. John 3:16-17, "You're already condemned," is the language that's used there. We're in bondage. And Martin Luther said, please, as he wrote on this verse, do not again entangle yourself in the bondage that was before Christ, but instead enjoy the liberty and stand in that liberty. And so I want to encourage you today as we remember that event that took place, pictured there on the screen, but also the beginnings of what became known as the Reformation period. It was a return after 1,500 years to this book. The Middle Ages was a falling away, where the Bible was chained to a pulpit written in Latin and nobody could understand it. But now, Martin Luther had translated the New Testament into German, where the average person could read it, and that same Bible became one of the Bibles used in the translation of the King James Bible, because it preceded that. What a reminder that God raises up individuals throughout history to further His work and to help preserve the truth of His Word. And so today, as we gather together, I hope and pray that you will listen to the Word of God, because we're going to share with you the five Reformation truths that became back into the knowledge of the people when the book was opened. And so I hope that your heart will be encouraged today.